recording this whole time?
Yes. I use this footage to... for lawsuit purposes?
Oh, for lawsuit purposes. You ready? You gonna do this?
Is that good?
Okay.
Hold on, let me get a drink. I can't do this when I'm parched. I'm totally off key. And it's confusing to the millions of fans I have. Is that recording?
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast here on the Pop Culture Network. We're a little down in numbers today.
Yes.
We're down in numbers today. I am joined by...
The Killin'.
And I'm not. And Pixel Dan has been future endeavored. He has retired from the Pop Culture Network. He is now starting his own website. It's called That New Toy World Order. And...
Look forward to that.
Yeah, we hope to see some good stuff from him. And or maybe he's sick and he'll be back next week. I don't know. You'll just have to tune in and find out.
So. I prefer to say that he is...
dead?
Dead or incarcerated.
Hmm.
I prefer incarcerated because it makes for a better holiday story.
So he's buying a new automobile? Is that what that means? Incarcerated?
Yes, That means he went to the Car and Credit Connection, where you pay here and drive here.
Oh, is that the one owned by Jerry Springer?
Yes.
Or no, is that Ideal Auto Sales?
Ideal Auto, yes.
Ideal Auto Sales, owned by Jerry Springer.
He definitely has a few cars in his name with one of those little boxes that if you do not pay, they shut your car off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's
good
he's
for
got,
him.
He's got some good credit.
Good for him. Yeah. So either he's been fired or he's just... sick this week. I don't know. Well, just you figure it out. We'll,
fact or fiction, you decide.
We'll leave it up there for you guys to speculate about. But we are going to attempt to do the episode anyway. So sorry, but this is how it goes. So you ready to do this?
Not really, but okay. We'll do it anyways.
Well, let's start off by talking about the Icon Heroes Cat's Lair replica. This is a 7.9-inch wide, 11-inch deep, and 9.5 inches tall replica of the Cat's Lair from the original Thundercats cartoon. This is made of a heavyweight poly resin, and this is a statue. It will be sold by Action Figure Express, limited to 600 pieces. It will be individually numbered and very difficult to find. What do you think about it? You think you need a...
very difficult
Cat's
to buy,
statue?
Or you can just buy it on shopafx.com when it becomes available.
Well, yeah, but I mean, once they sell out, there's only 600 of them.
And were they made of resin, you said?
Yeah, poly resin.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of broken ones on the market. So if you can find one that's not chipped or cracked, good for you. How much?
$100.
$100. I don't know if that's bad or not. That's I guess,
what I, mean,
I
that's,
would expect.
Well, let's see, 8 by 11, 8... by 11,
it's only 10 inches tall,
10 inches tall. Yeah, it's not very huge.
So it's not even really in scale with your figure. There's no point to buy this.
Oh, there's no, you're just going to say that. Just throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw that. Well, I guess if you get the little 6-inch ones, they'd probably look right.
6-inch?
You mean 4? 4-inch? I'm sorry, 4. 6-inch, right. Well, they definitely won't.
Now, I think actually the key goal for this is that you're going to buy it and you're going to actually drill holes in the back for your toothbrushes. And put it on your bathroom counter, have a nice toothbrush holder.
Well, I don't know if you drill holes in the back, but you definitely on the paws, you could put a little toothbrush
Well, or put a hole there for the cup.
Or a lovely paperweight.
It'd be pretty big for a paperweight.
Or, well, I got a lot of paper. Or,
I guess.
Even better, you can mount it on your throne, your toilet, and put it right behind it on the base. And then that way, when you are going to the bathroom sitting down, you'll have a big lion head, like, breathing down your neck.
Actually, that would be...
I mean, that's obviously
the main use.
That, you know, and they're both resin, so, you know.
Or the last thing I've heard is you could hide your weed in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not heard that.
So, hide your weed in it.
Please do not look inside
anything at my house.
They wouldn't even touch it. They wouldn't even touch it. They're like, oh, that's definitely clean because no nerd would be hiding narcotics in there.
All right. Moving on then, we have some new toys from Spy Monkey Creations. They sent out some teaser pics, some preview pics to us of something new they're working on. They have these new swords they're making. One that looks kind of like a batwing or hawkwing type sword. And another sword that looks... My first thought when I saw this other sword was it looks like the New Adventures of He-Man sword. But these are being made in conjunction with O'Neill Designs. Using the Glios system, so they will be, interchangeable. The parts come off, and you can mix and match and use them with the Glios toys. You could pop off a Glios arm and stick a sword blade on.
I like that. That's actually a good idea.
So, anything that goes with Glios, because Glios is such a neat system.
Yeah, well, they need weapons right now is the thing, I think, right? Or other
ones. Well, but you could build weapons out of some
of
those pieces.
Yeah, but I want weapon-looking weapons.
There are no swords like this, I don't think. So, get some of these neat swords. But then be able to... But like the Hawkwing sword, you buy two of them, you pop off the blades, you can stick them on some guy's back and actually give him wings.
Hmm.
So,
interesting.
You know,
the way for all you guys trying to figure out what we're talking about, you can check in the description and there will be links to these individual items. So I don't have to actually... Put them in.
You're too lazy to encode them.
Not too lazy. I gotta do this like at midnight tonight, anyways. And I got it usually ends about 4 a.m. in the morning, so it can be ready for the next day. There's just no way that extra editing is gonna work.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you put all of these links and stuff in the YouTube page as well?
Yes, and.
Ooh.
And, yeah, definitely on the YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, there will be links always in the description for the pictures we're talking about and the stories. Just. Pay attention to what we're talking about, and you can clearly see which link we're talking about. And for all you people on the website, generally, it depends on who's posting the story, whether or not there are links available.
So you'll put the links on YouTube, but you won't put them when you post the video on
the website?
Pixel
Dan usually posts it on the website, and he, for some reason, and I told him many times to do this, put the links with...
I tell you what... We are going to put them in the click-through with the story when we post it on the website. So if you come to the website, you're just going to see the button to listen to the show or to watch the video. But if you click the More button to go to the second page, we will have all the links there available.
Oh, so like the way it should be.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because Pixel Dan's not here, so we're going to do it right. See how that works?
We're always working. Always working.
It's amazing. All right, next piece of news. Toy News International got pictures of the upcoming Mortal Kombat X-Ray Pack. We got 6-inch X-Ray Pack of Jax versus Reptile. And then 4-inch of
Noob. It says Noob.
It just says Noob. That's all it says. Noob Saboot. Oh, it's not an X-Ray Noob Saboot. It's just a 4-inch Noob Saboot. But then they have the X-Ray of Jax and Reptile. So, just to give you an idea... If you're listening to this and you're not, following through on the links that we just talked about, the package looks like you're seeing X-ray of a rib cage behind the figures inside the bubble, and then the figures, their heads and torsos are see-through, and you can actually see the skull and the spine and the ribs and all that kind of stuff inside the figure.
That would be from the head to the about to the belly button.
About the belly button.
Right. And the rest of the figure is painted as you would normally see it. Although it doesn't
look it's black and white.
The kneecaps are translucent right there on him.
No, they're just shiny. It's armor. On Jax.
Then I lied. But
it's because in the game there are certain points where you pull off a move and you punch the guy and it goes to that X-ray see-through and you see the bone shatter. because you're doing some wicked massive move. Oh, yeah.
See, I haven't played the newer versions.
But just from the standpoint of having these translucent figures with these skeletons inside, that looks really cool to me. I like that idea.
Hmm. Now, if you drill a hole in the top of the head and pour in some blood, even better. Although it'd probably leak out every piece of the...
All right, and then we've got the Noob Saboot figure, which is exactly like... Oh, they put one of Reptile there instead. Which is exactly like the Reptile and Sub-Zero and Scorpion figures that are out, which we actually have sitting... Yeah. Can I grab one of those? Which are actually sitting here, if you're looking. So they took one of those figures, and they painted the whole thing black.
Let me get you a little closer.
And there's Noob Saboot.
He's a 4-inch, and basically all the figures in the line are this sculpt, just with a different paint job.
Because in the original Mortal Kombat, they just did the palette swaps, right? So
and they have amazing artwork on the back, which is just a screen capture from Mortal Kombat 1.
Even though these are Mortal Kombat 2 figures.
Jazzwares, you went a little cheap on the packaging.
But still. So I don't know about the 4-inch line, if anybody's really into getting all those ninjas. I haven't heard the best reviews coming out of those, but these the six inch X-ray pack, though, I think that's just a neat idea.
Well, for all you Mortal Kombat collectors, you're definitely going to buy the 4-inch, or I'm sorry, Mortal Kombat and G.I. Joe collectors, you're definitely going to buy the 4-inch figures to go with your Joes. Right?
Well, yeah. And especially if you get the classic ones, you want the updated ones.
6-inch, whatever.
You don't like the X-ray ones?
No, I mean, it looks neat. I would... look at it. I don't know if I'd buy it.
Well, you don't have any of the other 6-inch, do you?
I've got
the other 6-inches, so I...
The 4-inch is a must in that scale, just because they fit in with the G.I. Joes, but I don't know if I really care about 6-inch so much.
You know, I'm usually the 3 3/4, 4-inch guy, but for whatever reason, I like these 6-inch figures more than I like the 4-inch ones. So.
Well, that's because you are a liar about what you like.
Oh. All right, then. Fair enough.
All right.
Moving on. He-Man.org got some news from Mattel, basically saying that the December Club Eternia Figure of the Month Demo Man is not going to make it home in time for Christmas. So all of you people that were hoping to get him, sorry.
Mattel ruined Christmas.
Mattel has ruined Christmas. Demo Man, something about the warehouse from... Hong Kong, something happened, and they're having a hard time getting Demo Man shipped over. If you ordered Battleground Evil Lin, when you do order them on the 15th, if you order just Battleground Evil Lin separately, and you don't try to bundle the shipping, then she will ship out. But if you bundle a Demo Man in, then they will just hold on to her until Demo Man comes, and they will ship them out together. So. You can bundle them, save your shipping, but you just have to wait.
So, does it say what happened?
Logistics.
Let's speculate.
Read the bios.
I think the warehouse burnt down in a raid.
I think, actually, you know what? I think, here's what happened. Occupy Hong Kong was protesting outside of the toy warehouse because they want toys to be free. I mean, why should someone have to pay for toys, right?
Or...
Everyone should get toys for free. That should be a right from the government.
A spike in... people stealing the product to sell them on eBay in China went really high this month, and they sold more figures than they produced.
And they're like, oh crap, now we got to make some more.
So they're going back into production so that people who actually legitimately bought them can have them.
That's entirely possible too. So
Scalp War has struck again.
Scalp War.
Pre-Eternian Scalp War. I guess that would be right because it comes from the source.
That guy sucks. I hate that guy. All right, well that does it for news.
What? That's it?
Yeah, we killed a nice 12 minutes there.
Oh, let's see. What else is going on? Pixel Dan is dead. Rick is... Rick. Well, Rick. Can't really say anything about that.
Stina ran off with the pool boy Stina again. So we won't see her for a couple days until she runs out of energy. Whatever.
And then Scotty Cash is Scotty Cash. He's not here unless you got something free for him to have. Right?
I guess, yeah. So... Anyway, I guess we can talk a little bit. Next week is going to be the It Figures Christmas special.
Oh, that's right.
So we will be doing a special episode, actually, at Pixel Dan's house. Whether or not he's there, he's still part of the website, he's dead, he's in jail. Regardless, we're still going to break into his house and film it there.
So we'll be shooting that on Sunday, which is, what, the 18th?
Yes.
18th.
To go up on Tuesday.
To go up on Tuesday, it will be me, you, and, and Pixel Dan, and probably Stina.
Yep.
Rick's not showing. Scotty Cash is not showing. You should be used to this by now. It's not, you know, this isn't breaking news or anything, but...
But we will be exchanging presents. We have a couple people who have sent in presents for us to open from them on the show.
Yep.
So we
a couple
will be doing
fans
that.
Have sent in gifts for us to actually open. So that would be nice, and we'll be opening them and thanking them on that show. Not now, on the show that we shoot.
Yeah, so if you sent something, you're wondering why we're not opening it now. It's because we're saving it for the Christmas special.
That's right, Orko.
And it's not a holiday special. It's a Christmas special.
That's right, Christmas. And let's see, so we'll be doing that, and we'll have a little party there, and we'll probably be drinking or something, I don't know.
And Freddy Krueger will be there, because he's all about the holiday, so we're just going to make sure that he can make an appearance.
And do you have a Christmas mask?
You know, I don't specifically have a Christmas mask, but I'll see if I can come up with something.
You should.
Maybe I can find, like, a Santa mask
like
or
a
something.
Santa, that
can,
that'd be kind of scary. But maybe you can, like... You
Silent know, Night, Bloody Night
maybe
mask.
Put some lights and tinsel on your mask or something, right?
Get some battery-powered LED lights or something.
Yeah, something like that. You gotta be a little festive. It is Christmas.
We'll see what happens.
Come on,
maybe
Scrooge.
I can get one of those things with the mistletoe that hangs off the top of the head.
Well, that'd be just awkward because... you and Pixel Dan all night.
Steven will be there.
Whoa, that's true.
So you got something to do while Dan and I are making
right.
Yeah, so...
That's what we like, I guess.
Woo! All right, well, we killed another 2 minutes, so I guess we're going to wrap it up with that. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to do the fan corner and answer your questions. So stay tuned.
Pixel Dan here. So, the holiday season has officially arrived, and we are approaching Christmas. So I thought it'd be fun to do something a little special for this holiday season. I am going to present to you the Toy Review Advent Calendar. Starting December 1st all the way till Christmas Day, December 25th, I am going to have a different Toy Review video. That's right, one a day from December 1st all the way to Christmas Day, December 25th. And to make things even more fun, I'm going to have this really cool Toy Review Advent Calendar right here on my YouTube channel, so that every day you can just click on the date and get that day's toy review. So make sure you head here on December 1st to kick off Pixel Dan's Toy Review Advent Calendar. Hope to see you there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to It Figures, the Toy and Action Figure Podcast here on the Pop Culture Network. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to come by our actual website, popculturenetwork.com.
Now, if you're looking for past episodes of It Figures, you can easily find it by visiting itfigurespodcast.com, where we'll have all our past episodes there available for you to view easily without having to go through the Pop Culture Network site itself and shuffle through the page and have to click on the It Figures button, which is totally complicated. So
we're taking that click away from you. You can get right to it.
Right.
And also, if you're watching the video version, we are coming to you from Scenic Pop Culture Network Store, Killen Enterprises in Springfield, Illinois. If you would like to buy anything that you see around us in the video that we happen to pick up and parade in front of the camera, you can come to shoppcn.com.
Or, if you're in the area, you can visit us at 1021 Junction Circle in Springfield, Illinois. We are here Monday through Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Although sometimes we close at 5 on Saturday because you don't want to be here.
I'm here all the time. Yeah, definitely you're going to see me. You may or may not see the...
Don't come in early on Saturday if you want to see Killen.
I will not
be here.
He
comes in late on Saturday.
On weekends, I do sleep in because they got it. Or you got it. You open.
And it's usually me. All right, well, this time we will start doing fan corner questions. If you have a question that says, this is for Dan, I'm going to say, this is for Dan, and then laugh at you, and then move on to the next question. If it says, this is for Stina, I'm going to laugh at you and move on to the next question.
We can ask. What's this answer for?
No. If they want to address it specifically to Dan, and he's not here, then, oh, they lose.
How about I do Dan, you do Stina?
No, we're just going to skip them.
Okay.
Well, forget you people. Hi, everybody. This is from Dave Orr.
Dave Orr.
I have just one question. What is everybody's favorite Master of the Universe character? It is well documented that Pixel Dan loves Mosquitor, LOL. Lol. It can either be from the toy line or the various animated series. Thanks, keep up the great work, guys and gal. Favorite Masters of the Universe character? Modulok.
Right? Why?
I got him, I don't know. Actually, I got him when we went to Disney World, when I was in the fourth grade. Christmas morning, we were in my grandpa's camper in the Good Sam parking and camping area in Florida, and that was the Master of the Universe figure I got. And after we left Disney World, that was what I played with in the car pretty much the whole way back home.
I thought you were trying to say that you bought that in Disney World, and I was like, wow, really?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I paid $42.95 for a $12 toy, buying it in Disney World.
Only at Disney parks. Stick around it. I would have to say mine would probably be, I always love Skeletor the best, but I'll have to go with Scareglow, too. I really like those two. Well, they're so similar, but...
But you like the glow-in-the-dark aspect?
I don't really care about glow-in-the-dark.
Because I think Skeletor looks
cooler. I like the skeleton.
Yeah, but I think Skeletor looks cooler.
Yeah, but, like, Scareglow...
Scareglow looks like Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas, but fat.
Or beefy. What do you mean fat? Everybody's you know, working out and doing steroids in the Master of the Universe world. What do you mean fat? There's no fat people. The only fat person is Ram-Man. And he's...
He's big boned. He's big boned.
He never took off his shirt, so I couldn't legitimately tell you.
He's corn fed.
He just might be like jacked, but short. I don't know.
Like Scott Steiner?
Yeah, right.
He could be the Scott Steiner.
If he had a bunch of sweatshirts all the time, you'd be like, man, he's kind of fat. But, you know, you took off his shirt and you're like, oh, he's not so fat.
He's a genetic freak.
He's like a snowman of muscles. He's just got
a snowman of muscles. Fair enough. All right, here's a question for everyone at PCN from The Rook. How do you collect your figures? Mint on card, or do you open all your figures for display, or is it a mix?
Well, I mean, almost everything I have is still in package. The only way...
A lot of them are in the package, because you have them graded.
Or I will open some of them, and if I do that, I always buy an extra. Especially with Legos, I always buy a set to keep in a box, and then I buy a set to open. Because I really do want to open the stuff, but I know as soon as I pop that seal, it's going to lose value. And to me, as a business owner that sells these toys, it's a hard thing to unteach yourself how to devalue your toys, as I like to look
devalue
at it.
Devalue
your toys by opening them. Now, with that being said, the only way I usually open things for sure is if somebody gives it to me like a gift. I keep everything that people send me. I don't... like ever sell it or anything like that. So if somebody sends me something or gives me something, I will definitely open it. If I buy it myself, though, I have a hard time opening something.
See, I usually open everything, and then if I want it mint on card, I'll buy a second one. So that's usually how I do it.
Do you take yours in the bathtub with you?
If they do not have metal parts, I do.
Good to know.
Indeed. All right, this one is from Robotron 10 Pound. I'm guessing that's how you say that. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Fine, thanks for asking.
I'm hanging.
Okay, we'll move on. Oh, no, wait, there's more. I got two questions for you. Well, one more of a sort of a suggestion, but we'll get to that in a bit. First, seeing as toy lines such as Master of the Universe, Ninja Turtles, and Thundercats, all being lines from the 80s, are now considered collector's lines, it got me thinking. What will be the figures and toys that kids of today collect? In other words, once the children of today are our age, what will be their collector's lines?
We had a conversation about this probably about 20 or 30 episodes back, but today's, there's not too many, like, original toy lines anymore, so everything's, like, a rehash of old stuff.
Right.
So I would think that the toys that people collect for the children of today would probably be more like video game stuff. Although I gotta say, there for the girl toys, there's a lot more properties.
Yeah.
So there might be a transition to girl toy lines being more popular than the boy toy lines,
right?
Because of that fact,
the girl toy lines are so much more original because we both have daughters,
right?
So we've been, you know, Christmas time coming, we're looking at all these girls' toys, and girl toy lines have exploded in a bunch of original properties. Whereas boy toy lines, you got some movie tie-ins, Toy Story, Cars, things like that, but most of the things that kids are buying are G.I. Joes, Transformers, Thundercats, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Which have been going on forever.
Bakugan, like, which is kind of new. Beyblade, which is still several years old. I mean,
right. So, I don't know. I mean, there's not really... I can't think of too many original...
Yeah, I mean, I could see maybe...
Anything that lasted, at least.
Beyblade and... what's the other one I just said?
Pokemans.
Well, yeah, Pokemon, Beyblade, and...
Bakugan.
Bakugan and Beyblade being the two that might be worth more for collectors in the years in the future, simply because Bakugan break very easily. If you don't open them the correct way, they just snap right apart. And Beyblade...
What do you mean, open them the correct way?
Well, because it's a little ball.
Okay.
And then you put it on... There's a card with a magnet. And you set it on the card and it pops open.
Right.
If you don't have that card, then people stick their fingernails in. My kids stick their fingernails in and try to pop them open that way because they can't find the little magnet card and then they just pop a wing off or something.
So I was, like I said, I thought you were talking Beyblade, about packaging as if they were Mission Impossible packaging.
But Beyblade are made to, like, smash into each other and get scratched up and broken and stuff.
Well, that's a good point. That's probably a good point because, as we know, the reason that a lot of our older 80s properties are so valuable in packaging is because no one kept them in package. Now, that being said, if these toys are a little more destructive, finding these toys in good shape in the future might be as good as keeping them in the package.
Right. So, there you go. Huh. All right. Okay, so now my suggestion, while watching the It Figures podcast, it always sounds so strange to me when you guys say fan corner. I mean, it's not really a corner per se, since it takes up the majority of the time on the podcast. Huh. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the fan corner, the amount of time you guys put into it, reading and answering the forum questions and whatnot. I'm just thinking that maybe it should have a rename or something, maybe something PCN Q&A. Actually, Dan and I have talked quite a bit about doing something with the Fan Corner. Fan Corner originally started on That New Toy Smell as a way to show off fan art and submissions of their toy collections or whatever, and it slowly turned into asking questions. But we've talked about making it into its own separate show in one form or another, but we're not really sure exactly, and we haven't gotten as many submissions of fan art and fan collector's pictures and things like that. So, you know, it just kind of things kind of morph and change, and maybe we'll start calling this the Q&A session or something else. Who knows? But yeah, I know. We've talked about it. Are you going to keep stripping for the video?
I was just trying to make that way more interesting than it sounded to me.
All right then. Got a question for Dan here. Okay, sorry, CBX452, he's not here.
Go ahead. What is it?
Let's go to Shuggy002. Hey guys, how's it going? Pretty good, thanks. Yeah, we just answered that a minute ago, but you know, I'm glad you keep asking.
A little bit better.
That's nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. 2012 is going to be a great year. Lots of movies coming out. Toys 2. Blah 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 blah. What movies are you guys excited for next year? What toys are you going to buy next year? And what's your opinion about DC Direct Heroes and Villains Series 1? Movies.
Wow.
Movies next year. The new Batman.
Hey, isn't the Dark Hobbit Rises coming? Isn't the Hobbit finally being made?
It's being made. Like, probably for Christmas next year or something.
You know what? If that comes out, I want to watch that just because I think the Lord of the Rings series was done really well to that scale. So if they put the same amount of money in it and the production as they did the Lord of the Rings, I think that would be a good one.
Yeah. What about G.I. Joe 2?
I liked the first one.
I thought the first one was interesting.
Yeah.
It definitely had problems.
Yeah, it had a lot of issues. But anytime you put a Wayans brother in the movie, you know, you're already going in the direction, which is kind of sketchy. So, you know, but I appreciate it. It was done. I was like, yeah, I'm cool with that. And then right as it ends, it's like, oh, it's getting good. So if they keep it going, on the, you know, the build up, then I accept the first movie. As long if the second movie's amazing as the build up to the end of the first one, then I'll be happy with the first one.
What about Avengers?
Avengers is scary to me because it could be totally, if they screw this movie up, if it's just a turd of a movie and they build this movie up over all these years with all these different releases and build it up and it sucks, I'm going to be so mad at Marvel that I'm done with their stupid movies.
It definitely has the potential to underwhelm. Because there's a lot of expectations going into it. What about the new Superman?
I don't care.
Really? Yeah. Man of Steel?
Don't care.
I'm actually looking forward
to
that.
I really haven't really even cared about Superman to begin with, so...
I was not a big fan of Superman Returns. I thought it had some interesting points and some neat moments, but overall, it was a very flawed movie, and I'm hoping this one kind of fixes the problems. So, all right. Next, from Cyberwolf. Three questions. First for everyone. Is there any toy that you could have had cheaply but didn't buy at the time as you were not aware of its value until you looked it up later online?
Yes.
What?
The NECA Ninja Turtles.
You see them somewhere cheap?
Well, we had them here at the store. We could buy them wholesale, and we had cases of them. And they...
From 2 years ago?
Well,
2009?
2008, 6? I don't know. Somewhere... Yeah, well... A couple years ago, anyways. We had the NECA Ninja Turtles stuff here. We had the two packs. We had the Street Scene packs.
Oh, yeah.
And we had the four packs. The color in black and white. And we had them here for a while. They took a while to sell, actually. But then they did eventually all sold at our normal pricing. And then later to find out that everything like quadrupled in price. And probably still to this day, if you go on eBay, you'll find them like...
super expensive.
Yeah, the Raphael price $60, $70, which is ridiculous because we sold them for like 16 bucks in here. So I wish I would have kept some of those and, you know, kept a set for myself at least because I thought they were really done well.
Yeah.
What about you?
No. Yeah. I don't really, if I didn't buy it, I don't look up the value of it. I'm not really into doing that kind of thing. Because I just look at the price and decide if it's something I'm willing to pay. I'm not in it to resell it.
Well, that's the only specific thing I can think of, but every time we get an older toy here, and they had the original price tags on it, you're like, $2.99? We're selling it for 40 bucks now? Man, I wish I could go back in time with a couple dollars and buy some
Star Wars figures.
Buy some G.I. Joes and some Star Wars, and, you know, of course we all do, but... All
right, second question for everyone. Which two action figures from the original Masters of the Universe toy line do you feel that Mattel could have switched from good to evil and evil to good? My choices are Roboto would have made a good villain, and Triclops would have made a good hero. I think Manny Faces could have been a good guy, because he could have, you know, powered up normal guy or deep thinker or whatever. You could switch his faces around, and that's probably the same thing you were thinking with Triclops. And then a hero you could make into a villain. Oh, Man in Arms, shifty looking guy. That guy, there's something with Man in Arms.
He's always got that, like...
He's got that look on him that you just, like, you know, like, something's up.
Like, the camera always cuts to him, and he always has that look on his face like he just almost got caught doing something. why are your pants down?
Like, he's got his hand in the air, and it cuts to him, and suddenly he's just like, oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like you just walked in on him. Like, you just opened the door, and he's sitting there like,
what?
Every time. There's not a time you can cut to his cartoon where he's not looking like he just did. It must be the mustache.
What happened to that apple pie?
It must be the mustache. I think I would like to see a He-Man and Skeletor flip, because really, it's whose perspective are we talking about here? If we go and say... Skeletor is the good guy. He's being harassed by that girly looking dude who always wants to go. Who always goes out there and just like, he's just trying to get his castle, man. Obviously, that castle belongs to him. It's a skeleton. It looks like him.
You know, that is a very good point. The guy with the skeleton face is trying to get back into the skeleton castle, and the white oppressive gringos keep kicking him out of obviously his ancestral home.
It's clearly his house. I mean, they might not have D's back then, but clearly that is Skeletor's house.
That is obvious. All right, third question is for Stina only, so we're going to pass. Master Bees, I'm going to ask this question just in case it was not brought up at the beginning of the show. What did you guys think of the Masters of the Universe Classic updates from Toy Guru, price increase, subscription news thread that was on He-Man.org? Seems that most people are thinking subscribe or get out. What are your thoughts on this? And what he said about Snake MAA is now going to share Trap Jaw Roboto parts.
Man-at-Arms.
Snake Man-at-Arms, yes. Mm-hmm. So, if I remember correctly, you have to subscribe in order to lock in the prices. The day of sale prices are going up. You're going to have to pay more money if you're going to pick and choose from the line. And Snake Man-at-Arms is going to share some pieces from Trapjaw and Roboto instead of having more original tooling.
Look, this year they have totally made me, like, I have a subscription for next year. I have to call them and update my credit card, which I'm kind of afraid to do. So I'm not sure if I'm even going to do that at this point. But here's the deal. As many sales as they have pulled off in the last 3 months on these figures, from the entire year, at the incredible discounted prices they have offered them, I'm afraid to buy a subscription at this point. Because, realistically, unless I just have to have that figure right away, there's no reason for me to buy it at time of release. Because you know they're going to have another sale and lower these figures down in price. They have devalued this item, which is already questionable for collectors as the subscription numbers have gone down. So to me, I have a hard time deciding whether or not I'm going to buy them. I probably will drop my subscription or not renew it, pick up the figures that I just have to have, and then when the other ones go on sale, pick up the missing figures I'm missing from that line.
You know, for all of the vocal fans online who talk about Masters of the Universe Classics all the time, it just seems like the numbers haven't kept up with the excitement in the line. And it's just, it's a matter of, you know, supply and demand, maximizing profit. Companies got to make money on the deal or they're not going to do it. I mean, they're not making toys just to make you happy. They are making toys to make money. And as that money becomes less and less and the toy line is not as popular, you know, with as much as people have complained about it being a subscription-only, order-online-only toy line, the couple times they've put figures in the stores, it has not been a huge moneymaker for them. Mm-hmm. When they put the two-packs in the stores, some people complained. And they didn't go out and buy them and support them. So then why would they attempt to, you know, put figures in the stores if people are not going to be supporting the line? So
yeah, the excitement is weighing down tremendously and the numbers are starting to fall. I mean, it almost feels like the line is completely, like, slowly dying out. You know, if they want to put it in retail, the only way I could see that working realistically for us to be happy is if they have a rep go to the stores and make sure they're stocking the line. Like, let's not have one case of 50 Tilas, and that's the only thing that's on the peg, and there's nothing else. If they manage, because the retail, for some reason, they cannot manage these figures. You never go to a store and find what you're looking for. They always have 50 of one figure and nothing of anything else. So if they were like the Lego representatives, where they actually send somebody out and they make sure everything's stocked and there's multiples of everything there, I think the line would have a good chance, but the way they're doing it now is ridiculous. And you can't count on Walmart to stock the correct things and keep the line alive, which is exactly why, or more likely why, the DC Universe line is ending, because of terrible retail support. And I don't think it's the toys' fault. I think the toys were great. I think it was the retailers not being able to stock correctly and
Well, Mattel has always had a problem, it seems, with finding the correct ratios of putting figures on the shelf, because they always want a He-Man out there so that any time a kid can walk into the store and get He-Man. But the problem is they overproduce so many He-Mans, and so then you just get stuck with nothing but He-Man on the shelf. And that's usually the problem. The problem is they need to have, like, four different types of He-Man in a wave. So you can have a kid walk into the store. Maybe he's going to get Fire Armor He-Man. Maybe he's going to get Battle Armor He-Man. Maybe he's going to get Thunder Punch He-Man. But, you know, you have several different types of He-Man there, so you can fill that need for a little kid to get a He-Man. But at the same time, you're not overloading the pegs with, you know, 1,000 Dragon Armor He-Mans, and that's the only He-Man you're ever able to find.
Or offer the retailers a case of He-Man and Skeletor solely, and still require them to keep the current waves going. Mm-hmm. That way there's never a pull on that, and you don't make...
Or have those key characters sold as a separate SKU.
Right.
A different, you know, you can buy these, and then you buy all the other figures.
The thing.
Just keep everybody happy.
So.
I'm just saying. It's not rocket science.
Anyway. This is from Head Wrecker 4. Hey, guys, I'd like to start by saying thanks for all the work you do. You're welcome. You know, glad for everything I do here.
Sitting here and drinking soda on camera is really hard.
When I'm buying older figures, I try to get them boxed. I'm not a mint on card collector, but I just enjoy the feeling you get opening a new toy. However, if I can't get it boxed, I at least try to get it complete with all pieces and accessories. I was just wondering how important it is for you to have all your figures complete.
Very.
Yeah, for me, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, I started, like, going anal retentive about it. Like, I can't look at the figure the same way if it doesn't have all the stuff. Even if I don't have them with the figure, I have to have them in a bag somewhere so I know it's complete. I can't have the random figure. Like, I don't know how Pixel Dan does it. It'd drive me crazy. He has a million just random loose figures everywhere.
All right, this one's for you. From Lars573, spandex or furry loincloth?
What?
Spandex or furry loincloth?
That's a trick question. I'll go with furry loincloth, and the reason I'll do this is because I don't want any imaginary things going off in my head when I see somebody in spandex.
See, for me, it's a
keep
trick.
Keep it hidden.
It's a trick question because I put fur inside my spandex.
No, that's not what you put in there. It's just what's in there for other reasons. You're a hairy guy.
Oh, I thought I was wearing a sweater under here. I'm not wearing a sweater or anything.
You're like an Ewok.
This is from the DC Master. Hey, guys. Do any of collect... I think he means any of you guys. Do any of collect the Diamond Select Universal Monsters toy line?
No.
Nope.
But I do appreciate it. I do like it. It looks cool. The Diamond Select stuff is actually really nice.
There's just so many other things.
Yeah, there's too much... My money is needed elsewhere.
And actually, if I were going to buy Universal Monster stuff... I would want my Dracula to look like Bela Lugosi, and his family will not give the rights for them to do that. So Frankenstein looks like Boris Karloff, but Dracula looks like just some dude. So that's always kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
I really don't care. So.
Falconhood asks, hey guys, ever since I received Captain Glenn, thanks to the Black Friday Maddie sale, I've been contemplating her role before the cartoon and becoming the queen. Do you think she was part of Matt Mason's universe before going through the black hole? Are there any other toy lines you would consider to be somehow connected to Masters of the Universe other than the obvious DC Universe classics?
I think he's probably right with the Matt Mason. I mean, they were the same properties. Pretty close. I mean, she would fit right in.
There's so much overlap, of course, with the Big Jim and the way they reused a bunch of those toys and reused the ideas and the concepts that I almost think that there has to be some sort of, you know, fan fiction somewhere of, you know, Skeletor coming to Earth and fighting off against Big Jim and those guys.
I'm pretty sure there's a Mattel playbook somewhere that says this is the Mattel universe and how everything works. We're not going to show you guys
a Big Jim figure coming to San Diego Comic Con this year or something. You never know. So that would be my guess there. Hey guys, and Stina, you're no okay. I have two questions. First, what do you do with the questions you don't read on the podcast? We give them to sick children in hospitals to help them feel involved and feel better about themselves.
They eat questions.
Second, what did Mrs. Erdley think of the Hunter Knight custom of her husband?
I don't know.
They made a custom of Danny's dad? Why would you ask what Danny's mom thought of that? Doesn't make sense to me. Cavalier Chris. He's got 5 paragraphs.
Let's do it.
This is for Lord Killen and anyone else who's into Legos. I was wondering, what are your favorite sets, and do you have any fully complete sets?
Well,
What?
Like all of the knights. You have all the boxes that go with the knights, or all of the city.
Well, if we're talking about current lines, I think I like the Kingdoms line the best right now, and I do have everything. I take that back. I'm missing Toys or Lego.com had an exclusive, which was from the new Kingdoms line, that was just a package of the Dragon Knights and the regular Knights, or the King's Knights, whatever they're called. And it was like a 5-pack, 5 figures. I think it came like on a shield card. That's the only thing I'm missing from that line. So I think that's pretty much it. The Pirates line, I like all the Pirate stuff. I like the Pirate of the Caribbean stuff, but I just haven't spent the money on buying all the stuff. I have the boats, all the big boats. I just don't have like the medium-sized sets from that line. And I don't know. I like them. I love them. Eventually we'll get them all. I just haven't got there yet. There's too much good stuff coming out. And with the DC and Marvel stuff coming just around the bend here, I'm kind of like trying to save my money for that, because I'm pretty sure I'll buy that entire line, good or bad, just because I know it'll be a good one. And the new Dino stuff that's out right now, I don't care about it at all. Hmm. At all.
You're not buying any of them?
No. I tried to find a smaller set that I can just buy to have, but I'm like, I really don't.
You don't care?
To me, they fit more into the city line, and I really don't like the city. I like the city, I just don't want to buy it or collect it. Because I don't need that much Lego in my life.
One of the things he talks about here is the amazing markup of old Lego sets. The Mummy set, which is $89, he bought for $10. Werewolf, he paid for $15. It's going for $96. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of a markup like this. Was wondering if you guys have. Granted, I bought them almost 10 years ago, but they were brand new.
Legos, that's the one thing about Legos. They've always increased in value. I have never found a Lego set being sold for less than the retail cost. It's always double, triple, even sometimes higher than that. Some of those older sets are in the $1,000 range. I mean, they're incredible. Legos is a very safe investment for all you toy investors out there, all two of you.
And tip.
So, yeah, buy them. Keep them packaged. Keep the boxes nice. Anything movie license-wise, that's not Harry Potter. It should be doing good.
Why is Harry Potter not?
I don't know.
It's just because they overdid it? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's because it's kind of like a... Like, if they did a Twilight thing, like, it'd be popular for a while, and then it would just die. Just like Harry Potter. It's popular for a while, and now it's...
Because Harry Potter does not have any sort of ongoing story. They wrote a series of books. The books ended. Movies ended. And then there's nothing more to it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Beanie Babies of Lego. I mean... It was hot for a minute, and now it's gone.
There's no young Harry Potter Adventures cartoon coming.
But when they did the Batman license, Batman's always there, and his stuff is extremely valuable. So, pick and choose. If it's a license, that's just a in-and-out kind of a thing, don't worry about it. But if it's a mainstay, then yeah, definitely buy it. It'll be worth it.
All right. Pink Slip X84. Two questions. Pixel Dan. What master... Oh, yeah, pass. Second, when you guys get early review samples, how does that work? Are they your sub figures and you just get them early, or are they separate figures you purchase and get early? It depends on the samples. We don't always get review samples. Sometimes we just go out and buy them with our own money and we review them. When we do get review stuff, generally it's just random.
Yeah,
we have no say over what comes or when it comes. It just arrives, and we review it. And if it's something that we have a subscription for or something we've pre-ordered, then we just get an extra. And that's just how it goes. And a lot of times, when you get early samples, they may not be complete. Mm-hmm. They may have paint differences. Mm-hmm. Some of the pieces may have a production error that gets fixed. I can remember I got a Manhunter robot to review one time of the DC Universe Classics line, and it actually had a problem in the feet. I think the feet were reversed or something, and I had to give them the code number off the bottom of the foot so that they could go and check the production run, because they were going to make a change in the production run, because we're like the guinea pig on some of that stuff. We get it early so we can look for those types of problems that maybe they've missed. Hopefully, you would think Pixel Dan would be able to pick up on reverse shoulders, but apparently he does not.
Well, he's obviously looks at these figures very well and clear.
obviously.
Yeah, and stuff comes randomly. It's always a bunch of mixed random stuff. Of course, the Master Universe stuff always comes on, you know, every month without fail. Of course it will. DC stuff comes randomly. We may get a full wave. We may get part of a wave. It comes in a big old box. We just kind of, you get that, you get that, you get that, and Pixel Dan takes all the Master stuff. And Scotty, and then Scotty Cash comes in and wants all the big expensive stuff.
Yeah, anything that's big and expensive, Scotty Cash is like, oh, okay, he picks it up, starts to walk out. That's just how it works. You've never heard of those characters before. Yeah, 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 it's my new favorite. So, this is from Count Marzo. Hey, guys, I have a question for you. What do you guys think was the best year for toy releases looking back as an 80s kid? And what year as an adult collector?
Wow.
86.
Maybe GoBots.
86, GoBots, Transformers, Thundercats, Silverhawks, Photon, Laser Tag, Mask, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I guess of the 80s, that's the... That's
Inhumanoids, Centurions, Wheeled Warriors, all that stuff would have been out at that time.
Nintendo stuff was like, what, second year? It was a good year. Yeah, it was a good time.
86. There you go. What about as an adult collector?
I don't know. This year's been pretty good. Nice.
When I turned 18, I was an adult collector. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this year, 2011, has been very nice, good to us. And next year is shaping up to be even better. I don't know, it's getting better and better and better as toy collectors are becoming more, it's cool to be a toy collector now, and they're picking up on that, and they're actually making collector lines for once, and still continuing to make the regular children's line. So, I don't know, it's a good time to be a collector right now, for sure.
I'd say, you know, the last 2 years, it's really become less creepy as an adult to go into Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going in there by yourself without kids, you know, they don't look at you like, you know, are you wearing a raincoat, you know?
Well, you shouldn't go in there with your mask on.
Well, you know, I'm actually banned from Toys R Us, so I have to wear the mask.
Huh. That's a good point.
So, anyway.
They can't legally prove that was you.
Third Hardy says, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Now the Ghostbuster line is coming to an end and the Back to the Future line has yet to start, I wonder, do you think there could be a market for a movie line based on which studio the films were from in a similar vein as the DC and Marvel Legends? For example, because I totally got lost in that line.
Thank you for the example.
For example, Paramount could have Godfather or Forrest Gump in the same line.
Oh, like a movie line. Okay. You know, a lot of these figures are generally, like stuff like that, are generally made by third smaller companies.
Like NECA.
Even smaller than that. Even like smaller run companies that you haven't even heard of are making these figures every so often. And like, we're going to go to Toy Fair here, and me and Pixel Dan will be in Toy Fair in February. And I guarantee you, if we go down the line and look at some of the smaller toy companies, we're going to find stuff like that, where they're very small production numbers, and they're by no-name companies, making these generally terrible toys, but at least they're making them. So,
I mean, if you look hard enough, you can find toys on just about anything. You can find toys for Eastbound and Down. You can find toys for new toys based off V. They have, like, retro action dolls people are out there making.
And it must be something to do with licensing. You know, if I go and say, hey, I want to make some toys based on one of your characters, how much? You know, they give me a price. If Mattel goes there, they're like, oh, it's Mattel? Oh, yeah, we want 40 times.
$12 million.
Yeah, 40 times more than we had charged this guy. So, I don't know.
Or maybe if you make it in Korea, you just don't have to pay anybody anything.
That's a good point, because they are shitty.
Not to offend the Koreans out there. North Koreans.
North Korea. Obviously,
if you're a North Korean, you're shady as all.
Yeah.
You know, forget it.
Yeah, they're over there.
South Koreans are good people. They make good noodles.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
You North Koreans, you're all shady. So, anyway.
Oh, gosh, I hope none of them are listening.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
That'd be offensive.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the Fan Corner, or, as we like to call it around here, the PCN Q&A, apparently.
We love to call that.
So, anyway, if you have any other questions or comments, feel free to drop by the forum, sign up for an account, and come join the It Figures.
That includes all you random YouTubers out there leaving these horrific comments down here.
We don't go to YouTube.
Yeah, we generally don't read them. We do read them, but we generally don't. follow up with those. If you would move those over to our forums and ask the questions there and post your comments there, generally it's a little better for all of us to participate, as well as the community. Yes, we do have a large community there where you can post questions about toys, comics, video games, all that stuff, and get some feedback from your questions and thoughts from other members who collect in similar interests as you. Now, for all you guys ready, and you should go to the forums too, because now we're going to post the opening post forums for the fan questions for the next episode, which will, well, I guess it'll be Christmas. Yeah, for our Christmas episode. I guess we'll do that there too.
We'll answer some questions at Christmas. Right. Sure, why not?
So, remember, the next episode that we're posting, you're posting for, will be for our Christmas episode. So, you know, if you want to post some Christmas wishes and questions, that'd be the time to do it, I guess.
Also, don't forget, you can send us email. You can find all of our email addresses if you come to our website at popculturenetwork.com. Again, you can join the forums. Mm-hmm. You can also leave us a voicemail. You can call our 24-hour voicemail line if you'd like to. That's area code 217-953-4025. And if you want, you know, want some real interaction on your message, try to keep it about 30 seconds. These 8-minute voicemails that we got are great, and we listen to them, but they're never going to get played on anything, and you're probably not going to get a reply. Just let you know that. And P.S., we will not call you back unless you sound hot. So.
Kevin?
Well, weird, you know, it depends. Weird. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for this episode of It Figures. Don't forget to spread the rumor that Pixel Dan is dead and or incarcerated and or fired. And let's see, you know, how well we can get that spread around there.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on youtube.com/PopCultureNetwork.
Hit the subscribe button.
It's not this channel that this is on. It's on a different channel. So make sure you pay attention. This is posted on the Pixel Dan channel, apparently. So make sure
you don't ever post this on the Pop Culture Network channel?
We not yet. We have that restriction.
Oh, because we can't do long ones.
There's something wrong with our account that they haven't fixed yet where we can't do long videos. So this is posted on Pixel Dan's account. So please type in youtube.com/popculturenetwork and then subscribe to that channel, which is our main official channel. We should be moving this show over there shortly as soon as we get that worked out. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, which is at PopNet.
I don't know. I don't do the Twitter.
I don't do the Twitter either. Pixel Dan does. Also, you can visit us and help support us by visiting our store at www.shoppcn.com.
Do you have to say www? Like, is there anybody that doesn't know it's www?
I think that's the way you have to do it. I think you can't say a .com without... It's like calling me Killen instead of calling me Mr. Killen. It's like a formal way. Don't worry about it. It's above your head. Anyway, you can go there and buy over 20,000 items, including toys, movies, video games, stuff like that. Every dollar spent there helps support us and keep us going, the entire Pop Culture Network community. We got some bunch of new stuff. Every Wednesday, as you're listening to this, new comics are releasing. We got plenty of those, you know, usually over 100 titles every week added. We have video games and movies added every single day. Toys added every single day. This week we do have in the Mortal Kombat line that we discussed earlier, which would be Reptile, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero. We also have the three packs with the different robots here. So you can check those out. These are brand new to the store. And additionally, we do have the Batman Arkham City figures, which includes the Batman, the Harley Quinn, and then the Tim Drake Robin, which I don't have.
It's sitting over there.
But those are just brand new to the store. They just hit as we're recording this. We just got them like maybe an hour or two ago. So you'll be the first to get them if they haven't already hit your other favorite.com stores, which how dare you, you know, not buy from
Traitor.
Us. And if you go to the website at shoppcn.com and enter the checkout code, you enter this code when you're checking out, when you select items, itfigs, ITFIGS, and hit it in the coupon code, you'll receive 11% off your entire order.
What?
Just for you.
And also, guys, don't forget, if you're a G.I. Joe or Transformer fan, IDW is now doing these toy covers of their comics. Even if you're not regularly reading the comics, but you collect the toys, you're probably going to want to check those out.
Oh, wow.
So they do little dioramas of the toys. The Transformers ones are showing giant portraits of the figures. G.I. Joes are doing little battle scenes using the figures.
I didn't realize that. We don't have that many of those.
No, we don't. But
those will probably sell like crazy hot. So make sure you check those out.
Like crazy cakes of heat.
Crazy cakes
of heat. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening and or watching. And I guess we will see you next time when we celebrate Christmas here on It Figures.
Until then, I'm Killen.
I'm not.
We'll see you next week.
Break it down now.